Spice maxi pads this month. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I think those are called Tampkins.
Let's see how extreme we can get.
Taboo.
Let's see how far we can go.
Beth and Bob, uncensored.
Wow, see, I've never been the most good-looking person in a room before, so...
You have to be...
Don't believe that for a second.
There's something wrong with me.
Where's your mother?
Hello, fellow Dirty Minds. Welcome back, Frank, to episode 26 of Babu Radio, Beth and Bob Uncensored on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Pulled it off like a champion. I am your co-host, Cabby Bob, and I'm fun for a girl and a boy. And it's my pleasure and honor to introduce to you once again the slinky to my silly string, Elizabeth Clements Mosley. Beth, how you doing this week?
I'm carsick.
Carsick, huh?
Yeah, just carsick. We talked about that last week, and you know, I'm just a motion sick person, so.
In general.
Yes, so I forgot it was Wednesday again.
Really? See, a calendar doesn't help.
No.
Because if you don't look at it, it doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
So we'll figure something out.
I don't really understand why it doesn't make any sense to me in my head, because two Wednesdays in a row I've been off, which has been very pleasant.
Right.
And again, it may have been the immersion in the Stephen King, although today I wasn't reading. I was doing other stuff and couldn't get the internet, and then all of a sudden I was like, no, Wednesday, because you texted me, and thank God for that.
Yeah.
You're all, it's going to be a little later than 2:30, and then I was like, oh.
It's a good thing I was going to be late.
Yeah, because otherwise...
Otherwise, I wouldn't have texted you except to say, I'm out front whenever you're ready.
And then that would have been awful.
Yeah, that would have been really bad. So, what did you do yesterday?
I don't remember that was yesterday. No, I went to work. Is that what I did? Yes. You're not... Nodding doesn't help. Okay. So, my husband is here again, and he's nodding. And
yes, hello,
Dylan.
I think
the rule says hello. Hello, Bob. Isn't there a rule that says I can't talk until I'm introduced?
No.
Nah.
Although,
that rule. Yeah,
Len says fuck that rule. Although it's nice because we have had people who just immediately started rioting in the studio. And
right.
So it's better not to riot.
Right. No, yeah. But there's a difference. There's quite a broad range of things between not speaking and rioting.
Well, yes, and Dylan's not a rioter anyway.
Yesterday, yes, you were at work from 9 to 4?
6.
6?
Yes.
4-6.
At an unnamed but successful art gallery.
Yes.
A major one.
Yes.
To quote Fight Club.
Yes.
And I did homework in the neighboring coffee shop that nobody knows we're talking about because there's a...
Well, you've just narrowed it down for him now.
Museum,
there's a gallery,
and
museum, and
in the
gallery
same building
with a coffee shop right next to it.
Okay, let's not. Can we not give more hints, please? That would be no. I'm saying don't.
I could not give more hints. Yes.
Yes, that would be good.
It's
so,
possible thing.
And it's not unheard of for coffee shops to be somewhat near art galleries. So.
True, that is correct.
So it could be anybody, anywhere. But so that's what I did yesterday, and then Dylan also had foot surgery, or was that the day before?
That was Tuesday, so that would have been the day before.
That would have been yesterday. This is Wednesday. So neither one of you knows what day it is. Is that what I'm...
No, the day before is Monday. That's when I had the first one, yes.
Yes, and then he was supposed to have more foot surgery today.
Uh-huh.
And then
so exciting.
Didn't have any foot surgery today, but he had some sort of other procedure done. And then he took a shower right before we left, and then... When he went to take the sodden bandages off of his toe, I screamed and asked him not to do that, and then almost fell down.
Yeah.
So that was great, too.
I guess I should have known not to do that in the same house with you.
Yeah, I have some trouble
you
with
can,
that.
You can look. You don't have to look.
It's I can't know that he's doing it.
No, she can't not look.
Oh, I see.
And I can't know that it's happening because...
It's like, don't think of a horse.
Right. And now all I can think of is elephants.
Right.
It's terrible.
That's the problem. I mean, so he's saying don't think of this small thing, and instead I'm thinking of a big thing. And
All right.
And so.
Well, I've never heard a horse called a small thing.
Compared to an elephant.
Compared to an elephant, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
But not compared to a toe.
No, but, I mean, in this metaphor, like a fine toe would be a dog, and those are nice to think about, and a not fine toe is a horse, and that's already bad enough to have in the house because it's too big.
Yeah, it is too big.
And then an elephant.
You have problems with furniture.
Yeah, and then you can't even get an elephant in the house.
I'm not even sure I like to think about toes that are fine.
Really?
No. Toes are not that great as appendages. I mean, they're there, and you need them.
You do.
This was just corrective surgery for an ingrown one.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God. Yeah, and wasn't it your doctor said, like, the worst ones he'd ever seen?
Mine? No.
No?
No, no.
I thought he said that.
No, no. They're noticeable. I said, hey, is this unpleasant? And because I think it hurts. I just want to make sure it hurts. And he looked at them and said, oh, yeah, yeah, those are there. It's only, the circle is only halfway closed. There are some people who grow a complete closed circle as toes.
Mm-hmm.
So my ingrown toenails that I had as a kid were the kind that just kind of grew out into the flesh.
Into the meat on the side there.
And then they would get, you know, sore and infected. And then my grandparents taught me that trick where you cut it straight across above the quick and then cut a V in the middle. And then as your toenail tries to close the V, it pulls it back out of the meat.
I've never heard of that.
I know. Only old people know that, but it works like a charm.
Huh. I tried that with mine. It did not work at all.
Because his is a...
Mine are like upside down U's if you look at them head on.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're growing down into the toe where mine did not do that. But like for a standard ingrown toenail.
Riveting radio works. Right
did,
now.
Well, did you have those before, like when you were in the Army?
He's had them all his
yes.
life.
Yeah?
Yes.
Did you have them before you were in the Army?
Yes.
Okay. I just wondered if maybe you're having boots on all the time. Trained them to grow in a weird way.
It made it less pleasant.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because you got to use them all the time. Yeah.
Well, and like for his specific genre of military, which is the special forces, it's already grueling enough. And like he did it with Coke bottle glasses and ingrown toenails. So
right.
He's a badass.
And it's a genre because they have different outfits.
Yes, they do. And they're totally different. They don't like say the hoo-ah stuff or hoorah or whatever.
No.
And they don't josh other branches of the military. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
The word josh.
Yeah.
As a verb.
Joshing is... I've never thought of, oh, look at those military soldiers joshing one another. This is not the first word that pops to mind. Hazing, abusing, fighting, those kinds of things.
Not
joshing. Joshing doesn't really fit.
They don't do that anyway.
Okay.
They're above it.
That's good.
They do ridicule each other.
Joshing is harmful.
Sure.
Everybody ridicules in the military, I believe.
Isn't that kind of part of the thing?
Probably.
I mean, isn't it all about breaking down to build up to what you want? Isn't that kind of the idea of boot camp?
Yes, I suppose. And I don't know. I've never thought about the psychology of it.
Yeah, I've read a few things that are... That's basically what it is you take away the... You strip away the personality that was there so you can mold it to a personality that fits a fighting force. And
I'm sure that everybody knows that soldier who's no longer in the military but is still completely
institutionalized.
It still has no personality other than the one they developed in basic training.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And there's also those guys that are just so obnoxious because they're trying really hard to retain their personality. You know the ones?
Like, yeah.
So they're really rebellious outside of the military, and they, like...
Hmm.
But it's always in kind of a stupid way.
So it's like a snapback reaction in the other direction?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Back in the 80s, when I was just a young thing, you know, they always had this slightly longer on top, as long as the ears and stuff over the ears were what's the word?
Verbal?
Regulation. But then the top could be longer, so it, like, fell in their eyes like flock of seagulls and stuff, as long as they, like, kept it, you know.
Up under their cover?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. That's a word, right?
Cover?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what you call a hat?
That's armies for hat.
Armies. I like that. Army, A-R, 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 A
Do it. Stuttering, stammering, half-baked ideas.
Spelling.
A-R-M-E-S-E.
Armies.
That's exactly what I was trying to get out of my stupid fucking head. Yes.
So Armies. Somehow none of that worked on Dylan. I don't really know why. And
I think probably because he had a strong enough personality going into it. And you went in later in life.
I went in at, I think, 25.
Yeah, so you had already become a person.
I think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get kids that are 17, 18, whatever it is, however young you can go in.
Oh, yeah, they tried.
Yeah, they don't have, they're not anything yet.
So it's easy to just remold them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dylan's just a definite person, is he?
Yeah.
It's almost the same comparison as to, not to compare to anything, but almost like going to college, going back to college at 28 versus going to college at 18.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of sitting in there in class with guys 10 years your junior, and you're going, so glad I didn't go at 18.
Right.
And I think what it comes down to is they haven't done shit.
Right.
You've
exactly.
done plenty of shit.
Exactly.
And now you're coming back here to do more, to learn how to do more shit.
Right. You know? you come right out of high school where you go along with what your friends are doing and you try to be what they're being, and then you go right into the army and you do the same thing. Whereas you had experiences outside of that.
And now I'm 38 going to college with 18-year-olds who know everything already.
Of course, yeah.
Pride comes before the fall.
That's incredible, just the fact that they can just open their mouth and be so confident in their knowledge.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They haven't been broke. They need to go. That's the army. They need to go to basic training.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dylan thinks everyone like Israel should go to army.
I think that every American male from age 18 to 23 or something should be some type of service, even if it's Red Cross, Coast Guard, whatever. Army. Just go do something. Go travel. Go to a few different countries. Get your ass kicked a little bit.
If you traveled like with musicians, do you get to opt out of it? Because I had already been to Yugoslavia by the time I was 3.
If you met your 18-year-old self, what would you think of him?
Great question.
I would think that haircut is ridiculous. I don't know, because I don't remember him very well.
You have that relationship with memory and time, don't you?
Yeah, I don't have a relationship to the timeline of my life.
What'd you have for lunch yesterday? That's not a hard one.
No, I'm just trying to remember because I barely got out of bed yesterday. I think I literally spent almost the entire day in bed yesterday.
And you did not like, I recommended a movie that
I watched it.
Beth and I watched a movie last week.
The Taking of Deborah
Something. The Taking
something.
Of Deborah Logan.
Logan.
And I recommended it because it's sort of a low budget, not many movie stars. I think there's one remote.
Yeah, I recognize the daughter from something.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of stuff.
But the lead actress who played the Alzheimer's / possessed or whatever, I thought did a terrific job. And everybody else did an okay job. Yes, it was from a ridiculous genre of discovered film footage, you know, where you pick up a camera and you capture an event and then you pretend like that.
It's always like people saying they're participating in a documentary and
yes,
the documentary
right.
team
yes, this
is
happened
shocked.
In 1987 and this is how right. we caught it on camera. And this is, yeah, it's a ridiculous genre and it's way overplayed.
Blair Witch did it.
Oh, yeah. But
that was the first one.
Yeah, it's their fault.
What's that genre called?
Found footage.
Okay, this is one of those, but forgive it. Go beyond that, and within found footage, it's a decent film.
Yeah, they did some all right stuff. I wasn't blown away with an outstanding performance by
an actress over 60, probably closer to 70.
Because actresses forget how to act when they're 60.
No, but it's hard to find a stellar performance that's not Judi Dench.
Okay, that's fair.
Or who else is in Judi Dench's paradigm?
Just Judi Dench mostly.
Judi Dench, yeah. Okay.
It's the Judi Dench.
Meryl's close, but she's not Judi Dench.
Not quite, yeah.
Helen Mirren.
Hell yeah.
But this woman is a peer of that group and did an outstanding horror performance.
Yeah, I thought she was, but you didn't think so, Bob?
It was fine. I wasn't.
He couldn't get past the found footage.
I mean, yeah, there's so many problems with that genre that Blair Witch dealt with well, like...
Snot?
No, like, why the fuck would anybody be holding a camera right now?
Yeah.
Why would you not drop the fucking camera and run? And it was handled in Blair Witch because that was the only light they had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good
so
point.
They had to turn the light on. But there's a couple of scenes in there where it's like, why are you holding a camera and keeping it framed?
Because they were filming a documentary.
Yeah, but there's a point where you fucking leave.
Yeah, but it breaks down at a certain point.
I agree completely. I'm not trying to defend that genre. That is definitely Cloverfield, I thought, was a decent movie, except you can't watch it. First 20 minutes are so shaky, it's ridiculous.
It made me terribly carsick.
Yeah. But it was enjoyable. Cloverfield was. I liked it.
No, I liked Cloverfield, yeah.
I still think about Blair Witch and going to see it in the movie theater, and at the end of it, I still remember a lady in her 70s standing up in the front row going, I want my fucking money back.
Oh, wow.
That's the only thing I remember from Blair Witch Project other than bang, boom, camera falls, black credits. I want my fucking money back. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That would be scared the hell out of me.
It was not the most... I thought it was pretty good.
Nauseating.
Yeah.
It was so shaky. That was the first time I'd ever watched one. Well, that was the first time any of us had ever watched.
That basically defined the genre right there.
Paranormal Activity, I thought, handled it well just by saying these are cameras in the house.
Well, yeah. And we're setting this up because we're trying to catch something.
And then I think it was in 3 or 4 when they decided to mount the camera to a fan so it panned back and forth. And they used that panning very well a few times. I mean, the whole, fairly stupid, but also pretty scary. There were some moments in that scared me quite badly.
Sure, yeah. And there were,
I mean, it's no Exorcist 3, but...
Right. And there were some good jump scares in the Deborah Logan one.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good jump scares. I really liked the last image real close to the end in the cave.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
And it looked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say anymore in case anybody wants to watch it. But, yeah, there's kind of a cool, startling image at the end. But I just I don't know. Something about the story, I just kept going, something's weird. I don't get it exactly. And I don't know. It just didn't grab me.
I guess for me it was that it was a... Within the found footage, like, pretty much exhausted genre, I thought it was a pretty good version of it. Mm. And especially for us, because we're always just desperately trying to find good horror.
I have to put in a plug for Cabin in the Woods. I thought that was a genre crossing movie.
That's a fucking brilliant movie.
I liked that movie. Yeah, you thought it was going to be something, and then it blew you away.
Yeah.
But we find a lot of, like, what did we watch that last night with Eric Bana in it?
It was the same old...
possessed police detective demon.
I can't even think of the name of it. Beware...
Deliver Us From Evil?
And it's the D is really big, so it looks like Deliver Us From Devil, except it's evil.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. And it's James... Caviezel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He was in it, and I thought.
Oh, yeah, I heard somebody told me that was good. It was not.
It was strong C. It was just middle of the road. Nothing terrible. Nothing that you said. Oh, that's stupid.
Not like that Sean Young one we saw the other day.
I couldn't even make it through that.
No, and he has this habit. Dylan has this habit. So we'll be 5 minutes in and nothing will happen, and then he'll start getting really restless and irritable on the couch, and then he'll say things like, how much longer do you want to give this? And
well, if we're sitting down, we don't usually get to sit down and watch a movie. Usually it's okay, we have 20 minutes before we have to be asleep, so let's watch something, great. Why can't we say...
No, we can't. So stop.
Really? You can't say names of TV shows?
No, we can say that. We can't. I'm just saying there's something we're not...
What?
Nothing. Never mind. There's just aspects of my personal life I don't really
want. We like Stephen Colbert. We like Jon Stewart. We like, what's his face?
John Oliver.
Mm-hmm. We watch one of those little mini 20-minute things, and then you know.
Sure.
But we watched this movie, and it was ridiculous, and I can't remember the name of it. But so, yeah, 10
Terrible.
Minutes in, I realized this is going to be the... Because it started off with like a... I can't even imitate the music. A ridiculous 1980s synthesizer riff. And you're like, right away, the first thing is that... And you're like, oh, it's going to be one of those. This is going to be... You can tell by the credits. The credits were the wrong font.
Right.
Yeah.
You saw that. It was like... imitation 1980s horror.
Right.
Except it was made in 2012.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be wrong.
I think for a horror movie, it really has to catch me in the right mood to be effective. Like, that's like, I can always sit down and watch a comedy. You know, I can always sit down and watch a sci-fi thing and be entertained by it. Horror movie, if I'm not exactly in the right mindset to watch it, by 15 minutes into it, I'm just like,
you're gonna, and then you start,
I've seen this,
sharpshooting it, overthinking it, sharpshooting it,
yeah,
pointing out all the bad, stupid angles, and
yeah,
well, we do that anyway, but I feel that
and
way
I did
about
catch, I did catch a continuity error with the
not surprising,
with the you know, they set up security cameras here and there, and they have little. Well, first of all, I thought it was odd that the time stamp and the label for the camera was the same, looked the same on the ones they set up in the house and the ones at the hospital. That was weird.
They used the same template or whatever.
Yeah, they used the same like font and it looked the same.
I get you.
But this one was in the. In the hospital room, which for some reason this hospital has two security cameras
in one
aimed
room.
At the bed of one room, and when they switched between them, it said room whatever cam A, and then it switched and it still said cam A, and then it switched when it went back to that angle, it was camera B, and I was just like, wait, what's it confused me?
Yeah, I don't know why they would have two cameras pointed at everyone's beds.
Yeah, that was weird.
Unless they had like a nurse murder problem, you know, like when nurses just like go crazy and start killing the patients.
Sure.
Or something. I don't know. Anyway, that one wasn't that great.
But yeah, I just, I didn't feel like, oh, that's 2 hours I'm never going to get back.
No.
I hate you for making me watch that movie. It wasn't like that. It was just like, meh. It was fine.
But it was tolerable.
I won't watch it again. But
no,
I probably won't either.
But is it in a dearth of horror movies when you're always trying to
Alien.
Find a good one?
I'll watch Alien anytime it's on.
Sure.
Well, yeah, Alien is
that's one
essentially the landscape of your psyche.
My parents were recommended by a friend that and this was 1979. I was 4 years old. And they told, oh, yeah, just take your kid, your four-year-old, to see Alien. And as soon as I think the music started, I put my mom in one of those reversed headlocks, a hug headlock, and I didn't release it until we were in the car the next day, essentially. It was terrifying. Just think of it. To diffuse my mental situation, they said, think of it like a giant crocodile. How does that
That's
help
better.
A 4 year old?
That's way better because you have a lot of frame of reference for crocodiles.
Yes.
Besides terrifying beasts.
You see the thing, what, twice? Three times the whole movie?
And barely.
It's great. And I was terrified.
Yeah.
And I like it.
And considering that your parents wouldn't even let you watch most TV, that was just so strange and weird for them to take you to that.
Yeah, I can count on one hand the shows I was allowed to watch until I went off to high school, essentially. Or didn't go off to high school, until I was high school age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be the other problem I had with it, with the Deborah Logan, is too many examples of weird things. Like, you can do two or three odd things happen, and then things need to escalate. Like, okay, we get it. There's something weird going on. Where is it going?
Oh, so we got like 8 things happened.
Yeah. We spent like so much time. Okay, first, you know, oh, that's weird. She was in the hallway and then she's just not in the hallway and she just disappears. And then, oh, she jumps around 5 different places and then the window, she nails the window shut and then it's open. And then she's on the, you know, like so many things.
And she's digging in the garden.
Yeah. And there's like 4 or 5 nights worth of things that happen. But by the second or third night, it should be like, okay, something's going on. Let's move the story.
So the formula dictates that 2 strange things and then twice as strange and then twice as strange.
And then it should escalate. Yeah, and it should go somewhere.
What about the shot where after she's scrabbling in the dirt, the woman is cleaning her fingers and then the camera slowly pans out. And
oh, yeah, that look was terrifying.
Face.
Sure, yeah.
She's staring
at her. Yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
That look was good.
Yeah, that was a really good look, yeah.
Yeah, that part was...
Yeah,
that
there were some little
in the
things in there that were really cool, but I don't know. I just felt like it just needed to move along faster.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that.
I can respect that.
Again, yeah. It was no Exorcist 3.
No
Exorcist 3.
I give it a solid...
And I have no problem with Exorcist 3 moving slowly in parts because it's very effective.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's example after example, like, okay, we got it. Something besides Alzheimer's is going on.
Was that a Blatty direction or was that a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Blatty direction, and then he also directed Bug, right?
No, that's Friedkin. Friedkin directed the first Exorcist. Blatty
directed...
Both
of them have a really good ability with pacing.
Well, mm-hmm. I think Blatty learned it from Friedkin.
Sure.
Yeah, probably.
And applied it to his own work brilliantly. I think we should probably rent those and watch them.
Exorcist. Yeah. What about 2? Exorcist 2.
No,
this
not
is a,
2.
The biggest piece of shit you've ever seen.
No, it's terrible. It's not. No, it's not made. It's outside that genre.
It is.
1 and 3
not,
are the 2.
Like Godfather 3, it should not be included in the canon.
Yeah, and it's not. it's not from. Is it from a book?
No, that's the problem.
It's just 1 a screenplay.
1 and 3 are the sequels to each other.
And Legion is a terrifying fucking book also.
Yeah, Blatty's a genius. Blatty's a fucking genius, man.
But 2 is just, oh, look how much money that made. Let's make something else.
Oh, and let's try to get Linda Blair 1 more movie before she's not marketable at all ever again. Poor thing.
Or let's make her not marketable by putting her in this horrible piece of shit movie, which is probably what happened.
Burton, what?
It's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, I'm rereading Salem's Lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
I've never read it.
He's never read it, and I realized that Stephen King must have been...
Wasn't that a pretty good movie adaptation? I seem to remember
was
that
David
it was,
Soul?
Don't remember who was in it. But.
It was David Soul and a lot of like 70s guys, and it was pretty damn good. It was not certainly the worst of them.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't pick up on some of the things. There are iconic moments in Salem's Lot, and some of them very much like Kubrick never touched the hedge animals and things like that. Those are things that that you... And the one... description that sticks with me, and I've read Salem's Lot like many, many times. I try to reread it every few years because it's very good, but is when Marjorie Glick wakes up and just her hand comes out from underneath the sheet in the mortuary, and he describes her fingers as doing this delicate toe dance, like it's a little ballerina or something, and I thought that was a really brilliant description. But yeah, going back again and really realizing that Stephen King was 26 and 27 when he wrote that, I hadn't really thought of it that way. There were a lot of his early stuff I wasn't thinking of his youth because that's just who he was then. And, and now I'm like, wow. I mean, because now I'm also working my way through The Dark Tower, which is...
Sometimes young people with great success are kind of sickening. I thought that when I first watched or listened to the Stephen, what was that, Collier? Jacob Collier stuff, his early stuff, is when he was 14. It's kind of sickening, that level of talent.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting.
That kid is like a basement jazz musician, and he's brilliant. If you haven't looked up Jacob Collier yet, Frank and Steve...
Collier.
Yes. That kid's amazing.
Yeah, he's got a
it's good
whole,
stuff.
Whole
yeah, but
massive.
Stephen King was never odious like that, I don't think. I mean, and that kid's not odious. You just look at him and go, like, how the fuck, why is that fair? How did you get born with all
that? He's doing, like, 18-part harmony that he wrote himself.
And arranged. His arrangements are so smart. Actually, Bob's arrangements are very smart. Bob's a very, very talented musician.
He's kind of disgusting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said to 18-year-old me. You're disgusting. And get a haircut.
I don't think I would have liked 18-year-old me at all. I don't know why anyone did.
I don't feel all that different from 18-year-old me, I think, is the thing.
Mm.
Because I don't have any relationship to the timeline of my life, I don't feel like I have changed hardly at all. Obviously, that's not true.
One hopes.
But I can't pick out certain things. I guess I just remember... I guess when I remember other periods of my life, I just sort of put myself now in them because I don't really remember them.
It's like you playing your own 18-year-old part.
Yeah.
So you haven't really tracked your own personal evolution very carefully, with the exception probably of knowing the difference between pre-drug addict Bob and drug addict Bob and post-drug addict Bob. That seems to have been essentially the defining
And there's a, I mean, there's a certain amount of, well, things that are recorded.
Sure.
I can track through that, but I could not tell you what year anything was recorded in.
Wow.
Or in what year anything was recorded. I could not tell you.
I'm pretty good at knowing dates, although sometimes I'm really surprised. I know you're not. And there's moments that I'm genuinely surprised that I can't tell you when something happens. I'm occasionally really shocked at what I've forgotten because I thought I remembered all of it, but I guess I don't.
I know what year I was born. I know what year I graduated high school, so I can go back and figure out from there other year, like what year it was when I was in seventh grade or whatever.
Was it after I was born?
What year was seventh grade for you?
Well, now hold on. I have to do math. Would have been 95 or 94 or 95.
So was that the piano?
That's when you were in what?
Seventh grade.
94?
84, I'm sorry, 84, 85.
Well, Bob, no.
No, 84, 85.
Yeah. 84, 85, 85 would have been Back to the Future.
Okay, I'll I'll take your word for it.
I do everything by movies.
See, I could not tell you I can't tell you what year I got arrested the first time. I can't tell you what year I went to jail. I can't tell you what year I got out of prison, and I have no clue what year my father died.
Really?
I don't know. It was not that long ago.
Well, you were asleep for that one.
It was not that long ago, but I was out of prison.
You were asleep. That's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I was asleep.
He was asleep, so of course he doesn't remember it.
Yes. Looking at you because you're the guest today.
Oh.
That's what she always does. That's why sometimes we can't get a guest, because we call somebody and they're like, that chick was staring at me the whole time. It was weird.
Yeah, it would be like that camera shot in Deborah Logan.
Yeah. Each side of her head. I don't know how she did that.
I don't know either.
It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know things with numbers.
Is there anything we're supposed to accomplish while I'm here?
No, we're accomplishing it right now.
See, yeah, Dylan likes to get things accomplished. He likes to cross things off of lists.
You can cross off. We talked about that movie.
I don't want to hold you guys back.
No, we're good.
You're also speaking much more softly than you normally speak. You're like in real life. You talk like a normal person. You come here and you're all, hi, this is Dylan.
This is radio voice.
Because I dislike my normal voice. I'll never listen to any of these. If I'm a guest, I'll never listen to that episode.
Okay, see, now you're talking sort of normally before you roll. I'm having some intelligence.
Now I don't know how to talk.
That's nothing new.
I don't know.
I hate listening to myself,
it's
so,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yes.
Now that's too quiet. Just talk like a normal... normal person.
It's fascinating that you put years to movies. I kind of do that with music.
Mm, okay.
So when you the movie for 1992.
I kind of want to say, ooh, geez, Heat. That's a guess. That one's a guess, but
that sounds
I think
about
it's
right.
Heat.
No, I thought Heat was later, like 98.
Really?
Maybe not, though.
No, I think it's pretty early.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
That sounds about right, because I think I was still... I think I saw that in Atlanta.
Hmm.
Might be 93...
It might be 93, 94. Now that I think about it. No, it's not 94. It's definitely 93 or 2.
Okay.
I know what 98's movie was for me.
Wait a minute. Heat. Pacino, De Niro, Kilmer?
Yep.
95.
Hmm.
Oh, way off.
Oh, whoopsie.
Jeez.
But you're close, though. You're close in that sense. And when I think 92, 93, I think Hammer, Can't Touch This.
Hmm.
Ooh.
And I think Back to Life, Soul to Soul.
Back to life. Yeah, that one.
That will go down as my favorite song of all time. Period.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I was, especially 93, 94. I mean, we've always known about the group, but never really heard anything about it. 93, 94, I had it out with my mom. I was homeless. I was sleeping on the train station. And I don't know what it was about that song, but some knucklehead was down in the subway station that had his headphones way too loud. And I kept hearing the chorus over and over again. And something about it just said, get up. You're better than this.
Huh.
Hmm. And it was like, got up, made amends with my mom, got a job at McDonald's. And for me, that was kind of like where my rebirth started. So whenever I hear the song, it's like, wow, I think about it. It's like, wow, I came a long fucking way.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's I'm like that with there's a CeeLo song called Getting Grown.
Yes.
That's the same thing for me. That was what I listened to while I was on my way to and from all my AA and NA meetings. Because that's what it's all about. It's all about recovery, and it's just so fucking happy. And there's Teletubbies in the video. I mean, it's fucking great. Well, so no,
that's just CeeLo. He's a nut job and a half.
But that was my song for all going through, getting over all that shit. That was actually that whole album, but specifically that song was that was the one that got me moving. It's a good song.
Heat, great fucking movie.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Heat was good.
Has like a fucking 5 or 6 minutes of continuous machine gun fire.
It's great. And I've really, really searched through that, basically drawn out the... I can't find a single continuity flaw in that sequence.
Oh, it's great.
Which is really hard to do with an action sequence. There's always...
We actually used that in our Dungeons & Dragons game. Last week, the scene in Heat where they're at the docks and they walk out into the middle of that loading area and they're pointing at things like they're planning a job, but they're
setting them up.
Right, they're trying to figure out who's following them. We actually used that exact thing because we were being followed, and so we went into a town square and acted like we were planning something in order to draw the people out. And that was the exact reference I used. I was like, no, we're doing... You remember the scene in Heat?
Yeah.
That was exactly what we did.
I have a bit of trivia for Heat, too. That's the first time that Robert De Niro and Al Pacino were in a film...
Appear on screen together.
They were in...
Righteous Kill.
And in one of the Godfather movies, they were both in.
They were both in Godfather, but
they never appeared at the same time. Yeah.
Right.
Righteous Kill, they were in it, and they interacted?
Yeah.
You just blew my trivia apart.
Well, that came well after Heat. So.
Heat is the first time they have
the first time.
Exchange lines.
Yes,
right. And that scene in the diner where they're talking.
Yeah.
It was like heaven right there. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why just can't I be in a diner with them? Just
imagine both of them getting to do that scene together. Because surely they looked up to each other because they're outstanding film stars. So I bet that was very exciting on set that day.
I wonder, and I don't know this, but I get the feeling there's a good chance that they worked together on stage at some point.
I know Pacino
because they're both New York guys.
Did De Niro do a lot of stage work?
I don't know. I don't know if he did a lot. I know he started with Scorsese when he was very young.
Yeah.
But, in fact, he's in fucking Mean Streets. It's ridiculous. He looks like... You know who he looks like? He looks like Mike Patton in Mean Streets.
Hmm.
If you look at a picture of Mike Patton, like, not right after the huge... Faith No More album came out, but after the next one, when he cut his hair short and he would often be seen wearing a hat, if you look at a picture of Mike Patton in a hat and you look at a still from De Niro with his hat on in Mean Streets, it's pretty scary.
Hmm.
Five movies with De Niro and Pacino: Righteous Kill, Heat, I Knew It Was You, Godfather Part Two, and The Irishman.
So the Godfather Part Two was the first of those.
Right.
Right.
But then, like you said, they did not share screen time.
They were both in it at different points in the movie.
They actually exchange a crossfade. They go from one seat to the other, and there's a crossfade. So I paused and I took a picture of it because that was the first time that they were ever on screen together, and it was during a crossfade.
That's a cheat.
It is. But that's how he works.
That's my brain. I like to film, connect them to dates,
right.
Chronology. I'm usually pretty good at. I know that Back to the Future Part 2 came out just a couple years after Back to the Future Part 1. Came out.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty good at Empire Strikes Back came out after Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep, yep. By four years, actually.
Good. Glad to know
Five
that.
Five years. No.
Do you know...
77 and 81, right?
Do you know why Back to the Future is significant to me?
No, why?
What's the date that he puts into the time machine the first time he goes back?
October 25th, something?
October 26th.
26th, 19.
My birthday.
October 26th, which... Can you just pretend like we just sang happy birthday to you right now?
Sure.
I still owe you a cashew butter pie.
Yeah, we have to do that.
I will always hold on to that IOU.
Isn't there a song like that? I will always hold on to that.
Yeah, I believe that at one point a dachshund sang it to another one.
That was the best picture ever.
That's a good picture.
Oh, that just kills me. That's right up there with the don't stare at his legs
We like animal memes, animal intimate memes. Who doesn't like those?
Horrible people.
Bad people.
With dark, cold hearts.
Mm-hmm. That's who.
I also found out that I share my birthday... which was Sunday, for those of you that are wondering why we're talking about it, with some pretty cool people.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton.
Neato.
Bootsy Collins.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
That's Genghis Khan, perhaps?
No. Vamp for a minute. I got to look it up.
No, Genghis Khan was born on a Sunday, and you just said it was a Sunday that your birthday was on.
Sure, sure. But here's the – I don't know if you know this because you don't know what day it is today.
Yeah.
But a date, a numbered date, is not always the same.
No, it is.
Day of the week.
Day of the week.
It is. That's why there's leap year, because to make sure that always happens.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. I also will need to talk to you a little bit about leap years. We'll do that off the air.
just for Bob and his birthday, a little bit of Bootsy Collins, I'd rather be with you.
There we go. All right, here we go. CM Punk.
Hey.
The wrestler shares my birthday. Ivan Reitman, film director. Bootsy Collins, Seth MacFarlane, Hillary Clinton, Pat Sajak, Ralph Bakshi, Mahalia Jackson, and Bob Hoskins.
So all of those people were born on Sundays. That's outstanding.
That is exactly wrong. Well, some of them may have been born on a Sunday.
I believe I was born on a Sunday.
Bootsy and Mahalia, that's pretty good musically, man.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins. I like Bob Hoskins.
Wow.
Mine are Bill Murray and Stephen King.
Whoa. Those are good ones.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I don't know, can you look up my birthday and tell me who else?
I can probably go to the same site, yeah.
September 21st.
I got this list that I got goes all the way back to 1427. The first one is Archduke Sigmund of Austria.
Well.
And it just...
Well, look up mine then if it goes all the way back.
Well,
there, like
I'm,
that.
You know, I'm what is it?
September 21st.
September.
Wow, what a list. This is I got one. It's
okay.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yours goes back to 1051.
Yeah, 1051.
Oh, who's that?
Bertha of Savoy, German Queen and Holy Roman Empire Empress.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's see who the H.G. Wells.
Right on. Nice. Neato.
Yeah. First President of Ghana.
Oh, hey, guys. In Ghana?
Leonard Cohen.
Really?
Yeah.
Neato?
Yeah.
Who else?
Let me see here. Stephen King, Bill Murray, as you said. Grant Fuhr, goalie for the Edmonton Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that one would make you excited. Mm-hmm. Rick Mahorn, forward for the Detroit Pistons.
Richard Childress, NASCAR team owner. Hmm.
Faith Hill.
There you
okay.
go.
Luke Wilson.
Ah.
Liam Gallagher.
All right.
The man famous for the Carlton, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Really?
Yeah. That looks like that's about it.
That's pretty much everything then.
As far as recognizable people. I mean, this list is immensely huge.
Yeah, because we wouldn't want to piss her off and say Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. Yeah, you know, I think my week in September is actually the most common birth week.
It's the week after that, because I know... Oh. Well, it's... Yeah, because... The last girl that I dated in Georgia and my first girlfriend when I got out here both had the same birthday, which was
right.
September 24th.
Okay.
And of my friend group, I'm the only – no, me and two other people that I hung out with all the time in high school are the only ones that do not have a birthday between the 22nd and the 30th of September.
Yeah.
Everybody else – so we used to have one big party for everybody.
It's because people are having sex during Christmas week.
Right.
I think you just used a subjective me, and you should have used an objective me.
Yeah, but nobody ever said I knew how to fucking English.
I knew how to English.
Nice.
I'm just looking because I did not look to see who was born on the same. I was the only one born on that day in 1972. There's nice. No one on this list from 1972.
So no other babies were born that day?
No, none.
Anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere that the internet.
I am the one.
There was a baby moratorium.
When did the internet happen?
Before.
Before I did hard drugs.
The internet happened before you did. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time they brought it to the middle school that I, or whatever, junior high, I don't know what it was, but I remember they clicked it and the page loaded from the top and loaded so slowly.
Yeah,
you know,
in stripes.
In stripes. And I'm like, and I immediately dismissed it for the next 7 years because I said, that'll never catch
up. It's garbage.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous. I'm not going to invest in time
right.
with that.
Yeah.
Because I was way too, life was needed to happen much faster for me at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so different than now.
Oh, I'm way more relaxed now.
Yeah. See, now I'm looking,
I don't know.
See,
but
now I'm looking at my birthday.
What's She's your kinda, birthday?
Who October, you got?
October 17th. Oh. I have Arthur Miller.
Mm. Ooh.
That's good.
Let's see. George Wendt.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, you know. Evel Knievel. Hey, not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not freaking bad.
That's the winner.
Alan Jackson. Country singer.
Yeah.
John Rocker. Braves closer.
Yeah.
My Uncle Kenny.
Wyclef Jean.
Yeah.
And Marshall Mathers III. Eminem.
There you go.
All right, everybody look up Dylan now. Dylan's left out.
So after this, we have to figure out who had the best birthday list.
Okay, cool.
Who is the best?
What's your birthday?
Automatically, right now, by default, it's her because hers date goes back to 10/51.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, is that how we're going to decide it? I thought we were just going
to. That's part of it.
December 2nd.
Okay.
So you guys were both about a week apart.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oops, that's.
You say December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Yours only goes back to 1578.
Who is it?
Agostino Agrizzari,
composer.
Excellent.
There's a lot of composers on here. I just saw three just quickly scanning it.
That's fascinating.
George Seurat, post-impressionist painter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gianni Versace.
Nice. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Monica Seles. Britney okay. Spears.
Well.
Excellent. That's the one I was looking for.
Nelly Furtado. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Very underrated. She's good.
Yes.
Interesting last name.
Jason and Jerron Collins. One's a retired NBA star. The other one just came out as gay.
Okay, I'll take that.
Stone Phillips.
Cool.
Gold medalist in the Olympic kayak. Oh. Vladimir Parfenovich.
Okay.
Let's give him Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback.
Okay. Rick Savage, bass player for Def Leppard.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he the left-handed one? Or no, that was the...
No, that's the drummer. Yeah. Well, he used to be. Yeah.
Lucy Liu, actress.
There you go.
Okay, I'm not going to vote for my list.
We killed it for him. I'm off. Yeah. I'm off. Yeah. I'm off. Sorry.
All right, I'm voting for my list.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 1051, really, you can't beat that.
And it's got Stephen King on it.
True.
Yeah, but Bootsy.
And Bill Murray, I just watched part, like 10 minutes of Lost in Translation. We should rewatch that movie. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lost in Translation is...
Yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Underrated. He's really going for a best supporting or something.
He's trying so hard.
He is really trying to cast himself or trying to get... He's really going after that.
Well, from what I understand, St. Vincent is a good possibility for that.
Good.
The new one that just came out. He's supposed to be really, really good in that from everything that I've heard so far.
I thought his FDR was quite good.
I never saw that. I thought he... I fucking loved Razor's Edge when I was... I don't know... Right after high school, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when it came out because I don't know things.
Right.
But have you seen it?
No. Uh-uh.
It's about an ambulance driver in World War I, and he volunteers to go over and drive ambulances on the battlefield in World War I, and he comes back basically with shell shock. And it's kind of set around the Great Gatsby type of thing. All of his friends were very wealthy and all this stuff. And he comes back from the war and he's supposed to have a job in his father's company and all this stuff. And supposed to get, you know, into this life working on Wall Street and everything. And he's just completely not interested. He leaves, goes to Paris, lives in Paris as a dock worker. He lives in this little room, and he just reads all these philosophers
and says sarcastic things the whole movie.
No, it's really straight and dramatic. Huh. He's really good, but it came out before he had really done anything dramatically, and so he was just known for comedy. And so, you know, this kind of was kind of took everybody by surprise, and he's always hailed as having a really good performance, but it was not a very successful movie because it wasn't a comedy, but it starred Bill Murray. And so essentially all his friends go through the crash, you know, in 29,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of helps them get... He's kind of this Zen master. You know, he ends up spending time at a Buddhist monastery and just... all these, you know, amazing experiences, and then kind of helps his friends through, you know, all this stuff. Well, meanwhile, they're trying to pull him into, you know, why are you wasting your life like this? It's really, really, really good. You should watch it.
Great. I'll watch that then.
Yeah. And his brother's in it, too.
Oh.
He plays his mentor on the battlefield.
I've always kind of felt sorry for Bill Murray's brother. He seems like he... I don't know.
He's really good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why I feel kind of sorry for him. He just never quite... He hasn't achieved the...
I think he seems like one of those guys that's just kind of fine with being a character guy that works. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
He doesn't... And I'm not basing this on anything, because I've never met him or don't really know him, but he just seems to me the kind of guy who's just... doesn't really need to be a star. Like, he works and he's fine with that.
Kind of like Ron Howard's brother.
Yeah.
Which brings us to...
Or Tom Hanks' brother, who does his voices in the video games.
Oh, that's what brings me... Why did I think of Ron Howard's brother? Anyway, Tom Hanks' brother stars in Fargo, the TV...
No, that's his son, Colin.
Oh, son.
Colin, yeah.
Gotcha. Watch Fargo, not the movie. The movie's great, but...
The series is quite good.
Yeah, I'm on the lookout for it.
Friend is Steve. Listener Steve is in that.
Yeah.
She's the lead.
Yep, yep, yep. Good stuff.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so go really watch Fargo. Go watch Razor's Edge. Yeah, that's it.
And if you want to, the taking of Deborah Logan.
Yeah.
We got one thumb up, one thumb down.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up, one thumb down.
Yeah, we win because there's two of us.
Yeah. Okay. So go watch it.
Kick your ass.
Whatever. And find out who was born on your birthday.
Yeah, it's to find that out.
It is. It's fun to know. Just
yeah,
for fun.
So this has been really exciting today.
It has. Good show. One of the all-time greats.
Oh, our theater company's back up and running. That's exciting.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for listening again. Thank you to Dylan for sitting in that chair between us
once
again today.
You know, we still have like
today.
3 minutes to kill.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm killing it slowly.
Killing it slowly.
Because we still have some things. We have some business to take care of. We need you to go to iTunes. We need you to give us a rating and a review and subscribe to us on there if you haven't. And that'll make sure you don't miss an episode of the spine-tingling, scintillating action. You can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Babu. You can like our Facebook page and follow us on there as well. It's Babu Radio on Facebook. And we would also like to thank...
Eliza.
Thank you. Eliza Rickman. I don't know why I just blanked.
Because I forgot it was fucking Wednesday.
Yeah, same thing. For the use of her song Pretty Little Head off her album OU Sinners as the theme to our show. And so unless we have anything else to
plug... If we have
enough
time, I can pull out my toe and I can show you my surgery.
Please.
It doesn't really work on radio. But,
No, it would. It would be very entertaining on radio.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure Beth's reaction would be fantastic, but
yes.
we'll go for that another time.
You're actually turning white right now.
Until next time when we all pull our toes out, remember to use your outside voices.
Bye, Frank. Good.